Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. He's the one that rates the films in which the actors deserve no salary. From Straight Talk to Donnie Darko to Karate Kid Part 2. These are the movies that absolutely blew. These movies are so terrible they make you go berserk. You'd rather watch C-SPAN or the Home Shopping Network. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. These movies suck so bad that you'd rather drink pee. It's the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. These movies fucking suck. Hi, and welcome to the Fucked Up Z Critic Movie Gallery. I'm your host, the Z-Man. Well, I apologize for recent events that have happened. I've actually gotten a little bit under the weather, but no problem, listeners out there that are worried about the Z-Man. I actually caught the flu, but like Superman, I come back just like super glue. So, anyways, on the show today, we have, it's all in the song, actually, Addicted to Love. That's what we're reviewing today, starring Matthew Broderick and Meg Ryan. Well, actually, this is a pretty shitty movie. What's great about this review is I'm not really going to have to go into that many characters because there aren't that many to talk about. No real significant characters, just about four people, and you know, I really want to go into detail though first about Matthew Broderick. What the hell happened to Matthew Broderick? I mean, does anybody know? Like, what the fuck is his problem? I mean, he goes from, you know, like, being the, you know, a.k.a. Ferris Bueller. I mean, I can't get my mind off. Every time I look at Matthew Broderick, I'm just gonna go, hey, there's Ferris Bueller. You're in Ferris Bueller, man. That's the only movie I'm ever gonna remember Matthew Broderick for. And, you know, it's like, every movie after Ferris Bueller is just a piece of shit to me. I mean, Ferris Bueller is just like top-notch material. You know, you mentioned, Matthew Broderick to somebody, and they're, normal guy on the street, and they're like, "Oh, you mean Ferris Bueller? Yeah, I love that movie." You mentioned any of his other films? Like, "Oh, by the way, did you know he was in Godzilla?" Like, they'll be like, "What the fuck? Godzilla sucked balls. Don't even mention that fucking horrible atrocity." Or, this movie, fucking Addicted to Love, which we'll get into later. And then there's other movies like fucking Inspector Gadget. Are you kidding me? More like Inspector Shit. That fucking movie's horrible. I mean, that cartoon series was off the hook, and the fucking movie just bombed. I mean, fuck. Like, why'd they have to fuck up the cartoon so bad? Like, why is he in every fucking horrible film? I mean, like, Cable Guy? My God. I'd rather stick my head in the toilet and flush it 10 fucking times than watch that piece of shit. I fucking hate Cable Guy. And, fuck Jim Carrey. Like, if you ever star in a movie with Jim Carrey, you can kiss your fucking career goodbye. I mean, he's like the caretaker for, like, careers. I mean, if there's a ditch digger, like, in the graveyard shift, like, at night, burying actors' careers, he fucking buries your career. I swear, after the Cable Guy, Matthew Broderick's career just fucking plummeted, nosedived, like, faster than a Jet 47, I mean, it just fucking went down in flames. So, with that much said, I mean, I still see him as Ferris Bueller, so it's really tough for me to, like, picture him in this movie as I'm about to describe. Well, our movie was made in 1997, I believe. You can check me to see if I'm wrong or right. Doesn't matter. But what matters is the fact that, this movie had, it has Meg Ryan, it has Matthew Broderick, and it has Kelly Preston. So you think this would be, I mean, those are some big names. I mean, Meg Ryan is, in this movie she's hot. I never thought Meg Ryan was hot, but I can see why Adam Sandler in most of his movies says Meg Ryan's hot. And it's kind of funny in some ways, as much as Adam Sandler, like, obsesses about Meg Ryan naked in most of his films, they never really actually made a big movie together, which is just crazy. So, I don't know. I find that insane. But anyways, to the movie. So, what we got here is our usual list of characters, and these are the main characters of the movie. Well, there's Maggie, as played by Meg Ryan. Now, that's kind of funny, right? Maggie, like, Meg. Like, why could they not, pull a different name out of the hat? Like, that's so fucking uncreative. Maggie. First of all, I don't even like that name. That name's not sexy. Think about Valentine's Day and you think about sexy names. I could never, ever picture myself with a girl named Maggie. If a girl has a shitty name, odds are, they're probably not really that good looking. I mean, have you ever met a hot woman named Cheryl before? I mean, take a look at Cheryl fucking Crow, for God's sakes. Man, she looks like, a truck ran over her face or something. I mean, good grief. Fucking walking atrocity with that huge fucking mole hanging off of her face. Dumb bitch. Don't even get me started about her. So then, there's Matthew Broderick, who plays Sam. Then, Linda, as played by, Kelly Preston. And Anton, played by some goofy French named actor. It looks fucking Japanese. I can't even pronounce his name. I mean, if you want to look at this name and try to pronounce that, I mean, it kind of looks like Teriyaki cardio or something. Teriyaki cardio. I don't know. Well, it looks like fucking Cairo, you know, that, or Kiro. What the hell is that shit that, you know, you pour on pancakes or whatever? I have no idea. But anyways, all I know is it's, you know, some French guy with a fucking terrible accent. I mean, even worse than Tom Hanks' accent on The Terminal, if you ever watch that movie. Oh, man. I can't even begin to tell you about that movie. But anyways, basically, the storyline goes like this. Alright, we start off with the movie, Matthew Broderick's looking through this fucking telescope like he's, you know, Don Juan of the stars or something, like he's his great astronomer. And how many, you know, people would you actually know that work for, you know, most astronomers, I don't know what the fuck an astronomer, where an astronomer really works. I mean, I assume it's not out in the middle of nowhere, but that's where they're kind of at, is out in the middle of fucking bumfucked Egypt. So, he's looking through this telescope, right, in the beginning of the movie, and he's so obsessed with, you know, his gorgeous girlfriend, Linda, again, as played by Kelly Preston, and she's just waving, and he's just kind of staring into the telescope as he's looking at her. I mean, clearly obsessed with this girl, as you'll find out later. And, you know, it's looking like it's going well, and he's happy, right? Well, wrong. He goes in, and, you meet the, her dad, and her dad comes in and reads, you know, actually, what happens is she takes off to, New York, actually, and she says, well, I kind of have to go because I need to move over there for a while, you know. I'm tired of being around here. She got, a better job offer. The movie's really unclear as to why she went to New York, but who the fuck would ever agree to that? I mean, if my wife wanted to ever fucking move to another state, I'd be like, okay, it's over. It's no big deal. Just fucking pack up. You don't like it here, bitch? Then fine. I don't really care. So, like, I mean, I would understand, though, if, you know, she found a better job somewhere else, and, you know, you didn't really want to relocate. So, fine, be a man and just break up with her. No, what does, you know, this fucking dickhead do? He just waits his time and, you know, lets time go on. So, I'd say about a month later, the dad comes over with this note, and he kind of says, well, you know, we've been best of friends and blah, 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 and, you know, I wanted to break up with you, yada, yada, yada. Well, Matthew Broderick actually goes over to, you know, his truck, and he starts driving away, and God only knows where he's going to end up. So, Sam, again, a.k.a. Matthew Broderick, Sam kind of just keeps driving along, and, you know, and he ends up going to the airport, but they don't show all this, okay? And this is my biggest fucking problem in the film. How the hell does he end up in New York? He just, it's weird. Like, okay, you'd assume that he flew, but you wouldn't know that in this movie, because he just fucking winds up in New York. Like, who is he? Like, the fucking leprechaun off of, you know, Lucky Charms? Poof! I'm in New York. Poof! I'm not gonna show you how I got there. God forbid that, you know, we waste money on a cut scene with a flying scene and throw in some funny shit. No, we gotta be a shitty movie and, you know, just make up make up your own story on how he got to New York. So I guess apparently he's just the fucking, you know, leprechaun off of Lucky Charms, and he just went poof and appeared. He's fucking magically delicious. Yeah, fucking magically delicious piece of shit movie this is. So anyways, he's going through New York, right? And he kind of notices her apartment. He just, like, magically finds that, too. Because he kind of asks around, and this Shaneo fucking-looking Connor chick, and God, she's a freak, Shaneo Connor, man. I would rather date a fucking pit bull than Shaneo Connor, okay? She's fucking, oh, dog meat, man. So, he talks to the Shaneo Connor looking chick, and she shows him the way to the apartments that she's apparently staying at, Linda, and he winds up looking at her and Antoine together in the apartment. Well, what he does is he breaks into this shitty-looking abandoned apartment across the street. I mean, this thing's got to be like a gazillion years old, like ragtime era, kind of like a hooch parlor kind of place, or a hangout for like maybe drug dealers or something, an abandoned warehouse maybe. I don't know. But first of all, this doesn't make any sense. It's just purely illogical what is about to transpire here. He breaks into this place. Then, okay, so after that, he, you know, kind of just cozies up and comes right in. And as he's walking into the place, kind of runs into this chick with a motorcycle, and sure enough, that's supposed to be Meg Ryan, as we'll see Maggie eventually. But for now, you don't really know who she is. So he kind of keeps, you know, she kind of keeps breezing by, you know, every time he's trying to set up his shop. So it's stupid. Like, this makes no sense. Who, like, talk about fucking illogical. I'm sorry, I'm not going to break into some abandoned warehouse and sleep in some shithole with, like, fucking spiders and cockroaches and stuff, and steps, like, practically breaking, you know, through the floor, like these wooden steps he starts walking into, you know? So, after this, like, how the hell is he supposed to eat? Like, that's another thing in this film that just gets me, okay? You never see those two eat. Like, what the hell? I mean, what are they, Ethiopians or something that are, like, you know, trained not to eat in this film? Like, it's just fucking pathetic. So, I think I see him eat once, and it's a hot dog scene. But anyways, so he gets through the cracked floor and all that, and he sets up all his astronomy shit, and he starts using white paint, and he starts using, like, you know, all these different astronomy equipment that I can't even fucking name unless you major in astronomy. I mean, maybe I should have had an astronomer on this show. Well, gee, how many astronomers do I know? Zero? I mean, most of them are big fucking dorks that jack off the Siamese porn all day. I mean, let's be real. So, anyways, you know, like, he kind of does his painting and, you know, sets up his whole entire shop and looking through a microscope and just fucking spying on him the whole entire time. Like, he doesn't have anything better to do in his day. I mean, astronomers, this movie is assuming that astronomers are the most boring fucking people you'll ever meet in mankind history. And they're probably right. I mean, I've sat through an astronomy class one time just to kind of check it out, you know. And it's pretty fucking boring. I mean, I gotta be honest, I'd probably be watching the... I would rather watch, you know, the 700 Club or, you know, fucking I Love Lucy Marathon than, you know, sitting through a typical lecture with some idiot asshole professor that thinks they know about all the stars and what their names are. So, anyways, he just kind of looks through and he's kind of spying away. Well, out of nowhere, fucking Meg Ryan, a.k.a. Maggie, breaks into the place too, and, you know, out of the blue, they just meet. And so, anyways, she kind of sets up her own shop with her, you know, sensors and shit, and apparently takes Matthew Broderick's money, you know, without him knowing, and you don't even see the scene that she does it. Well, he sets up his own home, she sets up her own, like, sound waves and shit, and they just kind of buddy up together, because apparently it's this big fucking coincidence that, you know, Matthew Broderick and, you know, Meg Ryan, Meg Ryan was dating Antoine, and Matthew Broderick was dating Linda, you know, and somehow they kind of paralleled match. Like, let's be real, okay? I'm sorry, this is just too fucked up already for me to handle, okay? You're telling me that, you know, they are both the same obsessive compulsive idiots that would, you know, like, sit there all day and, like, watch out of a window what the fuck two people are doing. So, you go through these scenes, and, you know, Sam refers to Antoine as Tarzan, you know, because he walks around the house naked and shit. I'm sorry. I mean, like, they're looking at a naked guy. It's like Matthew, I'm sorry, I think Matthew Broderick's gay, okay? He has to be. Like, did Ferris Bueller become fucking gay? Are you serious? Like, I always thought he wanted to score with chicks and stuff. Like, when did he become, like, such a faggoteer? My God, like, he's so emotional now, you know? He always plays a dork. I mean, first, let me get back to that subject real quick, because I had this on my mind, too. It's like, okay, like, Ferris Bueller, okay, it's like this extreme, okay? Ferris Bueller turns into a fucking dorky astronomer. Well, to me, that's as extreme as, like, you know, fucking Osama bin Laden. No, I usually like to reference him, but no, I'm going to make our first new presidential reference. That would be like President Barack Obama, you know, wanting to join the fucking Ku Klux Klan. You know, he goes from being this, you know, black, you know, president to being the fucking president of the Ku Klux Klan. That's how fucking extreme that is. That's just too extreme for me to handle. And what the hell happens when you change into a douchebag like that? Your career goes to shit. So, you know, why do people always have to change like that? And it always ruins them, you know? I mean, that's like he was in War Games. I think that's where it all started. You know, you start checking out War Games, and you kind of see that he likes being a nerd, you know? And in Ferris Bueller, it became so natural for him to be the cool guy, you know? The hip guy in school, you know, the one that scored with all the chicks. Not this fucking emotional douchebag that, you know, likes to stare at people out of a fucking window. I mean, let's be honest. Astronomy is gay. So, anyways, he keeps, you know, they keep stalking and stalking this girl, and they come up with all these ideas of how to fuck over Antoine, because, Sam and Maggie have this diabolical plot to kind of end Linda and Anton's love so that Sam can get Linda back. Well, a lot doesn't work out. First of all, they try to kind of sabotage him by having a monkey, you know, kiss him, have them a guy with a monkey, okay, in the center of New York. And if there really is a guy with a monkey, like a dancing monkey, I want to go see this in New York. Maybe I should take a trip to New York City sometime. But I really doubt you're just going to find a common guy on the street and say, hey, and pay him, and say, hey, I want you to make that monkey kiss that guy up on the street, and the monkey's going to actually kiss him on the collar. Now, let's be real. So, Meg Ryan has the monkey, you know, gives the guy, the monkey guy, the money, and, the monkey runs up to Antoine while they're still spying, and the monkey actually kisses him on the collar with the lipstick. So Antoine comes home, you know, they're waiting for the big argument to start. And being the dumb bitch that, you know, Linda is, she buys the story that, you know, the monkey actually did come up and, you know, kiss his collar, and there's lipstick, just lipstick on his collar. And what's with French guys anyways? I'm sorry. But, you know, fucking, what's with women thinking the French guys are hot? Okay, fucking Europeans, okay? Exactly, it's in the name, European. They're fucking peeing everywhere. They're pissing on the United States. They're like, piss on the U.S., fuck Americans. You know what, we're gonna fuck all over the American guys, and we're gonna fuck your women. You know what, that's bullshit in my mind. I mean, it is fucking bullshit. I fucking hate the French. I'm sorry, if I ever meet a French guy, I'm gonna be like, oui, oui, monsieur, I love you so much. Would you like a hamburger? A hamburger? I'm gonna fucking be like, you know what, dickhead, I'll give you your fucking hamburger. I'm gonna shove it so down far your throat, it's gonna come out of your ass. Because all you do is fucking bang our women, and then you get this cheap fucking wine, and you go, oui, oui, monsieur, would you like to masturbate? Exactly. Who the fuck uses masturbate like that? I mean, the fucking accent is just purely gay. And, which gets back to my point that, like, all women are attracted to gay guys. Like, what the hell? Women are so fucked up. Seriously. I just can't take it anymore. Any fucking woman that wants to travel to France is a psycho. Just put it on, write that down. Any woman that wants to hook up with, you know, a guy from France is psycho. Stay the fuck away from them if they ever mention the country France. Like, oh, I want to go to France? Yeah, that means they're psycho. Don't fucking talk to them. So, anyways, back to the movie. Pretty much, like, after that whole, you know, lipstick argument, they, Linda and Antoine make up, kiss, and fuck. Just like two ravaged animals. So, and it's totally disgusting. So they're just kind of sitting there, you know, eating popcorn, watching them have sex. I'm sorry, I just could not watch two people, you know, I'm not that obsessed with somebody to sit there and watch them on the tube like it's a fucking soap opera, a 24-hour soap opera. First of all, I don't like reality television, and second, I certainly wouldn't like to watch that. So, anyways, you know, these people have no wives. They have no money. Exactly. Where the hell is this money coming from? Well, Maggie ends up stealing, like I said, Sam's money and using it for the sound devices. So, what actually happens is they break in to Antoine and Linda's apartment and just kind of steal all their shit. They get really drunk and, you know, Maggie ends up coming up with some stupid idea to steal Antoine's credit card. So she kind of buys all this shit and, you know, sends all these flowers to her, Nina, as she calls it, Nana, whatever you want to call her. I'm assuming it's her mom or maybe her grandma or something to that extent. I have no fucking clue who Nana is in this movie. So, anyway, she ends up sending him to Nana, and eventually you'll meet her. So, after all that, basically what happens is that they're trying to set up again. Sam actually goes in to be a dishwasher, and sure enough, it's Antoine's restaurant, and Antoine's like, I do not like you, and then, you are out of here, get out of my restaurant, and, Sam goes, well, why don't you like me, you know, what's wrong with me? He's like, I do not like your face. What the hell? If someone told me that, if a fucking French guy told me that, I would kick the shit out of him faster than fucking, you know, George Bush, like, wanted to kick the shit out of Saddam Hussein, alright? I would fucking nail his ass to the fucking cross, I would fucking beat his brains in, knock him the fuck out. No, what does Matthew Broderick, a.k.a. Sam, do? He, like, sits there and stands and begs for a job, practically, and he instead moves the flowers to the center, and Antoine asks, why did you move those flowers? And Sam goes, well, I wanted to, you know, be perfect. I'm trying to be perfect. Everything has to be perfect. And Antoine goes, I love perfectionists. So after all that, basically, he's hired as the dishwasher, so it's pretty funny, because how can you go from being an astronomer to being a dishwasher in, like, what, a matter of, like, a month we're talking here? So, this entire time, you've only watched them eat once, and that was a pretty gross scene, by the way, the hot dog scene. You know, Maggie talks about this dog and, you know, how to define love. Why does everybody always have to define what love is? What's love? Well, love is this, love is that. Well, fuck love. Fuck it. I mean, it doesn't have a definition. I mean, why is it even a word anyway if you can't define it? So, I mean, what the hell are we, you know, what's love? Love, 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 love. Fuck love, okay? Fuck love, exactly. Because it's a stupid word that everybody tries to define, everybody puts in their profile, or, you know, uses an away message on, like, fucking, you know, AIM, Yahoo, I gotta be cool with the cool quote about love. Fuck love. Give me a break. Fucking women sitting there trying to define love. Oh, I get so happy when the rain hits my eyes and, you know, tickles my cunt. I mean, get real. Who the fuck cares about love? Piece of shit. Anyways, I'm sorry, you know, I really shouldn't be that cold-hearted, but it really annoys me when people just continually talk about what love is. Okay? To me, I'm not even going to define love because I'm just so sick of it being, it's the most overanalyzed piece of shit word on the face of the earth. That's how I feel. So, let's just, you know, why can't we just say we like each other a lot? Why do we throw the word love around so much? But that's besides the point. So, after all that, she talks about this, Maggie talks about this dog, alright, and it has, like, these, you know, worms or, termites or something, and it takes, like, well, her dad loved it, like, so much that he tried to drag out all the fucking, you know, worms out of its butt or something. It was just gross. And, I'm sorry, you hear a, you know, dad that's kind of, like, you know, sticking his fingers up a dog's ass while eating a hot dog, that's just gonna make you vomit right there. So, That's the only time you see them eat in this film. It's just unbelievable. And, I mean, their diet had to have been horrible. And, like, what's up with the heat? I mean, it's a damn good thing that it was in the middle of the summer. I mean, and it just so happened all this happened in the middle of the summer. I mean, what if it had been, like, fall? So, because they would be freezing their ass off with, you know, no running water. So somehow they actually do get running water, and they're able to take showers and stuff. And eventually there's this shower scene where, Meg Ryan, Maggie, gets the idea to pay these kids in, like, playground all this money to, spray, Anton with this perfume. So, all these little kids with their squirt guns, as he calls them, they squirt them, and, they get their $5 or whatever the hell she was paying them. So, after that, he comes back to him, Anton, and he has another fight with Linda, and he's like, Linda, I love you so much, but these little children, these midgets, they squirt me with their perfume. And she gets kind of pissed off this time, and, you know, she's kind of falling for it again, but not really. This time they have a little bit more of an argument, and they're starting to split and starting to break apart. So, basically, after that, what sucks for them is, he actually, kind of makes out with her, and they fuck like animals again. So, after falling for that stupid story, another party comes. And this gets pretty funny. Well, actually, Maggie, gets the idea to, have all these cockroaches, in the restaurant. She gets these pet cockroaches and hands them to Sam while he's doing his dishwashing. So Sam spreads out all the cockroaches all over the place while the health inspector's in there, and Antoine ends up losing his job and his career and yada yada yada. So it's pretty funny because his place goes out of business. Well, after further review here, I mean, this fucking sucks for poor old Antoine. I mean, they're just kicking this French guy in the, you know, Le Perrier, as I like to call it. I mean, the guy is practically losing his girlfriend, and now loses his restaurant that he's worked so hard for, and he hasn't done jack shit. I mean, the only real thing he did was he, you know, made a bad mistake when he tried to use this chick for a green card, kind of like my real dad did. But that's besides the point. So what's pretty funny is that like I said, they're really just fucking hammering this guy, and they end up kind of making out, Sam and Maggie, and they're kind of just happy about each other, you know, and they're going gaga over each other, basically. And that's where I just have, like, a serious problem with this film. There's just too many fucking coincidences, and it's purely illogical. It's just a fucking atrocity of, like, all these, like, combinations of things happening and just, like, thrown into one movie. It's a pure farce to me, and it's a piece of shit. Farcely shit is how I put it. So, after all of this, basically happens, Antoine talks about, you know, how he lost his job to Linda, and then he goes for the marriage proposal. So, Maggie and Sam actually go to the park, and they kind of booze it up, and then they come back, and there pops Nana, and you kind of meet her, and she's kind of a funny old character. Actually, she's the most refreshing character in this film, believe it or not. She kind of tells funny jokes, and, you know, she talks about how she thought she was hearing a soap opera, and they're kind of at the bus station. She's like, I thought I was hearing a soap opera, and it's like, you dumbass. But if she wasn't so old, I would be like, you're a dumbass. But she was actually thinking she was listening to the radio because she didn't understand the homing sensors that were picking up the sound, you know, from the speakers that they had set up. So, and kind of listening in on their whole entire conversation. Well, the grandma talked about the soap opera and how she, you know, said that the guy had her, actually, you know, confessed to cheating on Linda because Linda found the panties that Maggie kind of placed in her couch. So, actually, it was just kind of a bad thing that that happened. And, you know, Antoine loses everything. He's kicked out of the house. And, you know, Linda no longer wants to be with him. He gets this letter and, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, after all that, he's kicked out of his house. He's just purely fucked. I mean, he just gets fucked harder than, you know, a $10 prostitute that looks like Christine Aguilera out in Pittsburgh. I mean, seriously, like, fucked. I mean, he's just lost everything. You just feel bad for this character. And, so, after all this happens to him, you know, Sam, the dishwasher, catches up with Antoine. He's like, dishwasher, you can come to my house and be my friend. So, he goes up to the stairs and, you know, just kind of, you know, reintroduces himself and, you know, they kind of talk and they just, like, hang out. And, you know, Antoine's this desperate guy and he just wants somebody to hang out with him. Well, actually what happens is, this is really stupid, this part of the movie. It's just purely fucking retarded. Well, anyways, what happens is, Maggie goes in the night before and, kind of puts these strawberries or some type of shit in his bed, like some type of red shit, and, like, I guess he's allergic and he just broke out everywhere all over his face, and he gets all these, like, pimples and shit, Antoine. So his face is, like, all fucked up. He looks like a fucking crater from, like, Planet of the Turd Kind or something. And Sam's just starting to feel horrible, and he's, you know, going kind of feeling bad for Antoine and just hanging out with him. And he's trying to get back with Linda, but he ends up kissing Linda.